huge congratulations. Good day at the office, I'd say. You must be pleased with that.
Very pleased. You know, they're both horses that are, they excel at their cross-country job and jumping job in general. So with the flat work, you just want to do as best as they can and not get affected by the atmosphere and not make any silly mistakes as a rider. So I was really pleased we managed to sort of cover off most of those things.
Busy time for you. You've got another horse tomorrow in dressage. Three horses here at the Land Rover Burley Horse Trials. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's my old stalwart, one of my best mates, Ringwood Skyboy. Been here many times with him, so I do enjoy him. We know each other inside and out, and so he's quite a fun one to have left to do. You know, the other guys, I've got to, you know, use all my, you know, planning and thinking and execution to get the job done, whereas him I can sort of go into, not autopilot, but I can, you know, just let it happen a bit more, so that's quite fun.
I guess today, you know, you ticked the box, you've done well, you're in really, really good position. But of course, as you mentioned, your old buddy there, Ringwood, and of course, defending the title with him. Do you feel that you come into this event and he's your kind of your number one horse?
I don't look at it like that. I'm very excited to have him here again. And he always tends to enjoy being here. But these three horses are in their own right are all really suitable for Burley, and they've all come in, all three of them actually have come in really good form with their preparation, their fitness work and everything. So I'm excited to ride each and every one of them. It's a very individual, you know, task. It's three horses, yes, but I have to almost take out the computer chip and re-enter another one for each horse. And you know, the same can be said for the results that can net, you know, so each horse is capable and I would like to see all of them do well.
Have you had time yet to look at the cross-country course? Have you done your initial prep?
I've had a look around and yeah, it's, as you'd expect, really big and a long, long way around. Jobs to do everywhere, decisions to make, plans to make, you know, and to execute what you want to do. So, you know, I've only had the one look. I haven't made firm plans, but it's a very cool looking track and I'm looking forward to giving it a go.
So already we're saying typical Burley, right?
Basically, exactly that, yep. Yep.
And what about the nature of the terrain? Because it's pretty unique here, isn't it?
It is, and it's nice. I still walk around thinking of myself trying to take this on as a young guy, fresh off the boat from New Zealand. And you know, there is no substitute for the experience of having been around, having failed, having succeeded, knowing how the ground is and where the hills can really hit them in the breadbasket, you know. So that's what the, by definition of the terrain, is what it can do to you is... you know, take the wind out of them and you've got to recover in other places. So that's the nature of the beast here. And yeah, it's just there to be done.